This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Connecticut music scene lost a great name this past week, a real rock star legend. The world also lost a rock star legend, and his name is Rick Derringer. You might not have heard this story because it happened right around the Memorial Day holiday. I know that people were away. I know that people were doing their road trips and their travel. But this is something worth noting in Connecticut because he lived in Colchester. He didn't live somewhere fancy like New Canaan. He lived a simple life in Colchester, Connecticut. Bought about 8 acres of land, built a house there. Not terribly far from New York if he had to go to New York. And the decision was that he wanted to live in Colchester because of his daughter. If you read his interviews, if you watch any old interviews with him, he talked about how he was always on the go during the rock and roll era. Sometimes playing as many as 300 shows all around the world, all around the country. And then he had his daughter, of course, and their family wanted to change things up. They moved to Colchester. Well, wouldn't you know that there was a local singer by the name Wynton Henderson who first opened for Rick in 2014 when he did an acoustic show with Roy Rocaprior, another local name. And I chatted with Wynton just a few days ago to get his memory of what it was like that night meeting Rick Derringer, opening for him. And as a matter of fact, it was Wynton who on social media broke the news to me, as well as his other friends on Facebook, that Rick Derringer had passed away, and it definitely took me by surprise.
Oh, it was a shock to me. I double checked it before I actually put the post up. I went to any sources I could find, and I wanted to confirm it. And so once I knew it was confirmed, then I put the post up. Yeah,
and it does shock me, as it might shock other Connecticut residents, maybe people who knew, people who didn't know, that Rick Derringer at one point in time lived locally in Connecticut. I believe his daughter still lives here. And I have an article that was published in the River East News Bulletin, December 22nd, 1995. And the headline is "Famous Recording Artist Settles in Colchester." This is a guy who, you know, he had tours with Ringo Starr, for crying out loud, of the Beatles. And here he picks Colchester, Connecticut to come live, and was very active in the local music scene, which is how you got to know him at one point in time.
Yes, it is amazing, isn't it, when you think about it, that he was just in our backyard. Yeah, I know.
How did you get the chance to meet him?
Well, it was funny. At the time, I had a couple bands to choose from. One was a full rock band, and the other was I was doing an acoustic act. And one night around midnight, back when I used to stay up a little later than I do now, I got a call from Joe Modorano from Trinity on Main. And at the time, he and I were in touch quite a bit for doing different shows. I was just doing a lot of shows there at the time. And he said, how would you like to do, so at midnight, I pick up the phone, and it's Joe, and he says, how would you like to do a show or, you know, an opening act for another artist at Trinity? And I said, well, sure, you know, it sounds good. I kind of agreed to it before I even knew who it was. But then I said, oh, I'm just curious, who is it? And he said, Rick Derringer. And, you know, of course, that woke me up. And I was like, wow, yeah, you know, absolutely. I'd be really thrilled to do that. And that's how it all began.
I have been there to that venue before. I know it's very intimate. Backstage, it's the same. So what was he like when you got the chance to meet him? You shared a picture with him and everything.
So I was in the backstage area. At the time, I was working with Roy on guitar. So as the two of us, we were doing an acoustic act together. Roy would play acoustic guitar, a lot of the lead parts, and I would cover the rhythm parts on my end and the vocals, of course. So we're backstage, and he walks through the back door with his band, his family, his wife, his daughter, I think her boyfriend at the time, but there were some other people there too. It was a pretty good crowd, and you, as you know, you've been backstage there. It's not a large area, But of course, you know, it was very exciting. You know, it was very exciting to meet everybody. And he was the most gracious person. You know, you would think he was just anybody off the street, you know, just another person you would meet. And he didn't have any, he didn't carry any airs or anything like that. And he just was very, very friendly to us, very, you know, accommodating. We asked for that picture that you saw, and he says, oh, of course, you know, and he grabs his guitar and he's just, you know, smiling away and just very gracious person, and his band as well. It was a Ken Montanat, I hope I'm not killing that name, but Ken was his drummer, great guy, and Charles Torres on the bass. And they were just, they were, you know, same way, just like Rick, the whole, you know, it was a great experience. And that's how we originally met backstage before we went on first to, you know, to open up for him. And what I do remember, he spent his time in backstage. He was very religious, and he would ask us all to be quiet. We'd sit down and he'd read from the Bible.
I remember a story about Rick that night. He was making sure that the audience was full. Was that the case? Like, he wanted to make sure people were settled, you know, waited a little bit.
You know, you're right. I would have forgotten that. It was, we were waiting, and wait, he said, don't go on yet. I totally forgot that. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, we were waiting, and it was like we had a scheduled time. We were supposed to go. And so there, we thought we were going to lose our chance to play because we're waiting and waiting. You know, we're thinking he's just going to just say, well, just skip it. We're just, the band's going to, Rick Derringer band's going to go up. You guys, you know, don't bother. Because, yeah, he waited. He was waiting for the crowd to fill in. You're absolutely right. And so we did wait quite a bit of time. I'm thinking like 40 minutes, 50 minutes, something like that. And then when he felt it was right, he said, okay, you guys go on. And I totally forgot about that. Yeah.
Anything else as we remember Rick Derringer?
We walked off the stage, you know, and started walking towards the backstage area. And there's a man standing in the doorway there. And I realize it's Rick. And I'm thinking, oh boy, maybe I did something wrong, you know, because he's standing there waiting for me, or us, I should say, me and Roy. So I get up to him, and he was nothing but congratulatory. He says, what a great job. I loved the set. I loved the songs. I loved your performance. And I was just, I almost fell down. You know, I was just like totally such a gentleman to stand there. And he was specifically standing there. He didn't have to do that. And I thought that was amazing.
Remembering Rick Derringer, a former Connecticut resident and rock star legend, Hang On Sloopy, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. He passed away this past week at 77. That's local singer Wynton Fenderson, who had the chance to open for him about a decade back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.